Good morning to outer space. Good morning to the human disgrace. Good morning to Spaceship Alpha, heading deeper into the chasm to assuage ancient guilt. For the pyramids that were never built, to take care of a woman named Rose. It is Sunday, though, isn't it? Sunday, March the 15th. It's almost Grumpton Day. Soon, we'll take out the Hegel Whites. Soon, we'll bring forth the Fuzzy Bubbles. Soon, we'll raise high the glass of smelly ass. Soon the Dijon factories will be rolling out that grape coupon, and we'll roll up on each other and roll down our windows, right? And say, pardon me, but do you motherfucker, you son of a bitch, you asshole, I'm filled with rage, do you have any fucking grape coupon? But of course. What are you eating? Oh, grandma's asshole. That's what Grey Poupon was designed for. Grandma's asshole, bacon biscuit. Whiskey rocket, somebody showed up and then disappeared. You two, what are you doing to me? You want me to buy that premium? You gotta give me a little. You give a little, you get a little, you two. Come on over to Happy Land. Come on down to Frisco Village. Come on down to the new pond bar off of First Street. Come down to the stream, wash your clothing in that fetid water, wash your clothing in the brown sclumptus. Let it dry to the hydrogen sulfide and feel the burning sun upon your skin. Say hello to your orange nightmare mornings and your jellyfish friends. Goodbye, jellyfish friends. Goodbye, octopus buddy. Goodbye, seagull. Goodbye, dolphin. Goodbye to the whale. Goodbye to the sail. Goodbye to the nail in your coffin, Queequeg. I'm not doing right by you, baby. But we're 10 minutes in and we have no guests yet. Now, this is not unusual for anything I do. And it's not unusual for me to talk to nobody. To nothing. It's funny, too, because there's a big difference between that and prayer. Because talking to you on live stream YouTube, it might as well be talking to almost nobody most of the time. And if I were talking to somebody, that person would be at least a few degrees of Kevin Bacon removed from Satan. But when you pray to the Lord, you can feel it if you believe. Oh yeah, hello. Oh, it's time for me to take my heart medication. Fuck you, robot. Fuck you, robot. I take this one 10 milligram pill of Ace Ventura once a day. Helps my blood pressure. I don't know. That's what the scientists say. I'm not sure. They want to put me on other drugs as well. There's a new experimental heart drug called Tuvulax, and they want to put me on Tuvulax, which involves your heart being at a nanoscale rendered by tiny robots into what's called a super heart. Now, this is where things get tricky. They start charging you by the second. Every second you're alive costs a penny. Gotta pay a penny. They charge you a penny a second. It adds up throughout the day. And if you can't afford to pay the Hart Corporation, if you can't pay your Hart Corporation bill on time, so yeah, it is Sundan morning, if you don't know. Sundan morning, if you're here. I'm talking into the darkness because no one is near. The sun's coming up on the Olympic Peninsula. It's around 7:14 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can hear the little birdies. You can hear the little creatures crawling out of their holes. You hear that? That's a squirrel. Oh, wow. You hear that? Those are deer feeding in the open field nearby. Oh, is that a cougar tearing up a carcass? Is that a Bigfoot making love to somebody in a fun run? Dan, don't stick your finger in your ear. I know. I just don't care. If you're looking for me to care at this point when... What is that? Is that how many? Oh, yeah, fuck off. In a few minutes, I'm going to take a pencil and shove it into my ear. That's exactly the kind of point I'll be trying to make. Because we do have a few interesting topics, but if nobody shows up, which is per usual, it's hard to say what we do but doodle away. Hard winning the Frosty Moss yesterday. Oh wow, you see how my glurpees have spread? That's more glurpees right there. It spread from over here to over here. Yeah, let's not talk about the glurpees. I'm just going to tell you that if you kiss a woman, you're kissing a woman that kissed a man, that kissed a man, that kissed a woman, that kissed a man, that kissed a woman, woman, man, probably kissed a stepbrother who kissed a toilet at the Safeway in Port Angeles. And that's how glurpee spreads. So will people just stop kissing toilets? I know it draws you in. I know it's a fetish issue. I know you get suckered by it. I know you love it. Stop kissing the toilets. Stop kissing toilets. Kissing the toilets at the Chevron. When you go to your friends for Thanksgiving dinner, I know, I see everything. You can't hide anything from me. This is not Panopticon. This is Metatanaplanacanopticon. And if you can see me, I see you. I see you at the Thanksgiving go into the bathroom. You don't tell them, but you kiss the toilet. I see you at the New Year's Eve party. Oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. You're gonna go kiss a toilet seat. I see you at McDonald's in Bremerton. You're kissing a toilet seat because it means something to you. I see you downtown Seattle. You're kissing that toilet seat at that bar. The one across from that place. Stop. So I don't think I'll get into the core topics unless somebody shows up. Supposedly there are people from all around the world who listen to my podcast. But they don't know that I exist. Some of them ask about MP3s. The same people tell me, don't worry about it. They know almost no one follows me. They know there's no money. They know that everything I own, you can see on the video right now. But then they say, can you customize for one of five people? Can you customize, Dan? Can you add other formats and other channels? Well, sure I can. You know, once that money starts rolling in, but it really doesn't. And when it does, it's the same people over and over again, which implies to me that these are people that I don't know. It doesn't really add up, except to say that if you work at a U.S. Air Force troll farm outside of Vegas, you probably get the Fed Amex card, and you get to donate a little. It's a budget. Every day you have a budget, and you can donate a little to this podcast, and donate a little to that podcast. And that way people think you're real. I think that's way more likely than all the other ridiculous mass customizations at a low scale of nonsense explanations. The other explanations simply don't add up because they're absurd. And then when I add them together, some of you guys, when I add your statements together, they almost never add up. In the world of logic, you know, that's called a fallacy. But, you know, always false. Always false. Yeah. That's like a prime definition of a fallacy. Anything that is, no matter how you plug in variables, always going to be false. But it doesn't matter, you know. We have this world. We have a life. The news is absurd. I guess we could take a glance at the news right now since nobody's here. Let's do it, Dan. Let's review the news. Yesterday you said it was all about WADs. HeartNet Wall Street is ominously trading the two... Oh, God, this is bright siding. Okay, guys. It's taken a long time for many of us. Well, not me. I was pretty much here. But for a lot of people to get to the point of it could be the collapse of the dollar. A lot of people are circling the drain on, oh, it could be another great financial crisis. Anything that doesn't involve the collapse of the dollar at this point is bright siding. And I'm beginning to think that making this all only about the collapse of the dollar is also bright-siding. I think it's worse. Trump claims many countries will send warships as U.S. bombing the hell out of the shoreline to reopen Hormuz. Well, I mean, I have no idea how to interpret that statement. It's easier to think in terms of tonnage. I don't know. It's hard to say. Hormuz choke point claims next victim, world's largest aluminum smelter, cuts capacity. Well, gee whiz. That's just so terrible for the aluminium people. Cotton and Stefanik bill targets CCP ties in U.S. military trucking. You just can't make this shit up. New era begins in Venezuela as U.S. flag is raised at embassy for first time in years. Yay. Singularity update. You have no idea how crazy humanoid robots have gotten. They've gotten crazy about coffee. They're crazy about pornography. They're crazy about disco. They really love going to the stores and buying stuff. It's crazy. Those crazy AI robots. Motherfuckers. U.S. Navy surveillance plane made provocative flight over Taiwan Strait. Again, I have no idea if this is a black screen right now, because it probably is. But we'll just keep rolling with it. We'll just keep rolling with it. We don't care. YouTube doesn't care. It's entirely plausible that even though no one is watching right now, that, you're still seeing a black screen, because that's how it works. There you go. Unhappy ending. Chinese national pleads guilty to money laundering over prostitution scheme. I want to see this Werner Herzog movie. War, oil, and debt. Which threat to the U.S. economy? Which threats are legit? Oh my God. It's worse. This is more bright-siding. Record liquidations, bright-siding. Over 3 million Iranians, that's bright-siding. Jet fuel prices soar, this is mega bright-siding. North Korea fires 10 ballistic missiles, let's bright-side a little. Iran war exposes America's unfixed supply chains. So I had a guy who I used to allow on my podcast, who was claiming that because we're in the fourth industrial revolution, blah, 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 3D printers, blah, blah, blah. And again, we always sidestep the topic of CPUs. If you know, you know. But he claimed the mass production of these weapons was no longer an issue. And I tried to point out that it was not only an issue, but that the supply chains for these materials were highly centralized. It's the same reason why I've been incredibly critical of the crypto world, even when I was kind of playing in that world a bit. Because they're making assumptions about a world that they don't fully control. They might think they control the coin, and that's fine, but they don't control the infrastructure. And in truth, the infrastructure is everything. So I don't know. According to that guy, we should be able to make lots of missiles, lots of bombs really fast. We're, you know, our military already has these mobile factories. So either we're hiding this on purpose from our enemies, the super weapons, the Vonder weapons, the Vonder waffle houses, or we don't have it. It doesn't exist. And you guys, we will find out one way or another in the coming days. If we have Wonder weapons, we'll find out. And if it's 100% Trumpian bluster, we will find out. Meta, meaning Facebook, probably like whatever, 20% layoffs. Wow. Influenza vaccine effectiveness lower in recent months, they say. Honda projects first loss since 1957. Oops. Texas Antifa cell convicted on terror charges. Looks like a bunch of feds. Iran mulls allowing tankers through the Strait of Hormuz if they trade in yuan. Man Danny proposes massive estate tax exemption cut from $7 million to $750K, among other tax increases. Woohoo! And that's your woohoo magical bullshit news. You loving it? Oh, are you loving it? Do you want to see me stick my finger into my ear again? Do you want to talk about my glurpees? Because I do. I have glurpees now. And why do I have glurpees? Because I kissed a woman that kissed a man that kissed a man that kissed a man that kissed a woman. They kissed a dog that licked the toilet seat at Safeway. And I don't blame the dog. I blame the owner. Yep, it's an empty Saturday morning so far. And we're at 30 minutes and no one showed up yet. I'm tempted to just shut this baby down. Oh, I got a tick in my head. I gotta remove it. It's terrible. The best way to remove a tick is by scratching at it and then just ripping it out. People who say, like, olive oil and shit like that, they've never had glurpees, that's all I'm gonna say. Look at even Ginger laughs when I belly laugh. Isn't that great? Little Ginger. My milk carton child who was lost 50 years ago. If you can help me find my milk carton child. Where's Maudie? Goodbye, milk carton baby. Goodbye. Yeah, I'm thinking about adding a call-in number. Why? Why the fuck not? I mean, at this point in time, call in. Call in and talk to me. We can be on the air together. We can chat together. People can hear what you're saying. They can hear what I'm saying. We can chat and talk and imagine a world together. So you can just call in. Now, I don't have a line thing where I can manage lines. I'm not going to do that kind of crazy bullshit. But that doesn't mean you can't call in, motherfucker. Where is my milk carton, baby? Where have you gone? Where have you been living? Have you been out there in the swamps, running from alligators? Have you been deep in the tunnels, chasing down the monsters of darkness? Have you been out to sea on a yacht or a sailing boat? Did you travel in a submarine below the surface of the earth, looking for lost gold? Are you on an orbital platform, ready to launch nuclear weapons at the planet Earth, because why the fuck not? Where are you, milk carton baby? Out there in space? In a rocket ship. And you're going to travel to a nearby star. And you'll open an Irish bar, and you'll sell people Irish nachos that are really just potatoes with cheese and chives and other types of garbage on them. Nine Irish brothers in Indianapolis. You disappointed me. You broke my heart. Yeah, there's nobody here. Since nobody's here, I'm going to do the gruesome thing. But before I do the gruesome thing, I need to lay out some stuff. Number one, before you ever give money to anybody on the internet, and you can also apply this the other way around, before you accept money, you need to think on it deeply. These transactions don't indicate truth. They don't. There are lots of fakers who will spend $5 or $20 to make it seem like they're real. And I've experienced this, and I know this to be true, and it's a thing. And I'm willing to take $20 from a lot of freaks, to include feds. But you need to be careful. If you've never done that before, there are people who might try to set you up. Before you ever give money to any random freak on the internet like myself, you need to do your research, and you need to understand that I am not a tax-exempt corporation. I'm not a 501c3. You're not going to be able to write me off. Well, you know what I mean. Before you donate to anybody, take care of your food, water, shelter, which means you have to be able to live. That's the thing you have to do first, right? If you've set aside food for yourself and your family, and ideally some water purification, make sure you're thinking about your pets. If you're not thinking about your pets, that's wrong. Make sure you set aside extra food for them. I don't know that anybody's basement is big enough, and this is a shout out to the Mormons too. Nobody's storehouse, nobody's basement, nobody's cave is big enough. That doesn't mean don't prepare. It's just understand that this is a fallen place, okay? And trying to prepare for all possibilities in this place is technically impossible. But if you're gonna prepare, think about your pets, especially if you have a dog. That dog might save your life. That dog, I don't know about Frenchies or other types of dogs, the little boutique dogs, might not be very useful, to be blunt, but there are a lot of dogs, to include little sheep dogs, that could end up saving your life simply by alerting you to stuff going on that you're not seeing, that you're not noticing. So make sure, before you donate money to random shitheads on the internet like myself, that you've taken care of that too. You got your food, water, shelter, you've thought about the future a bit, you've thought about water purification. And then maybe one last thing, right? Before you help a random person on the internet, so maybe a couple last things, make sure you take care of people in your own social network that's real. I mean, people that are real, people you know. I don't mean Facebook people, I don't mean Twitter people. I mean people in your own community, primarily, because if you haven't built those bonds yet in your community, time's running out, buddy. Time's running out. If you'd started doing this 10 years ago when I started talking about it, nick of time. And you'd have to have the money, and you'd have to have been there a while. I have been where I am for not quite 3 years. It'll be 3 years pretty soon. And you could argue that, yes, I and my brother have built up some social capital and people do know us, but some people don't like us too, you know. There are people out there, they don't like the look of us, the look of us Sullivans. They'd rather us just to move on down the road. Orange picker jobs down the road. And mainly it's because we come in at the last minute and we win things like the Frosty Moss. Mainly by, you know, the only winning move is don't play. Yeah. Before you would ever donate to anybody's podcast, make sure you're looking out for the people in your life that are in your life. And also, it's not the end of the world, okay? I don't believe that. I have been very consistent on that for a long time. Do I think shit could get crazy? Yeah. Do I think it's possible we're on the verge of you know what? Yeah. Yeah, if you're a Christian, it would be a good time, in not a performative way, but in a good time to reflect upon prophecy and ask yourself a question. Where is the balance between the Lord coming like a thief in the night, you know, and also we need to be on watch, because we're supposed to be on watch. And then thirdly, the Lord left us with something. He left us with the word, and we were supposed to protect it. And there's more than one parable that deals with that, isn't there? More than one parable in the Gospels that deals with this idea that we were given a gift, and we weren't supposed to bury it in the ground, and we weren't supposed to profit off of it, but we were supposed to share it, to use it, to grow it, to nurture it, until the master of the household returns. So because it's not the end of the world, and because I can't really tell you for certain what's coming next, before you donate to some random shithead like myself on the internet, make sure you donate to yourself. Make sure you're cutting yourself some slack. Make sure if there's something you haven't done, a person you haven't seen, right now when you can get the gasoline, maybe get in the car and drive and use that money to do that thing you've been putting off. But if you've done all that, if you have everything you need, many things you want, you feel prepared, and you want to support some old weirdos podcast, then I can't think of a better hip-hop artist to support than Gingerbread, which is me. And as your number one lover style expert, by donating to me, you get access to new Seaflow style products like Dr. Torpedo Head. And when Dr. Torpedo Head version 1 comes out, my listeners will get half off. Yeah, if you want to donate to my podcast, you can. All 0 of you. 1 of you, 2 of you, 0 of you. I have no idea. I believe some of you are real. I believe some of you are fake. I believe there's so few to choose from, it makes it kind of brutal for everybody involved. And at the end of the day, there's no way to fix it. That's the one thing I would say. It's not the end of the world, but guys, we're not avoiding this. We're not fixing it. We're not rewinding it. We're not voting on it. Even if voting worked, it's not going to help. We're not boycotting or protesting. We're not tossing firebombs. We're not using flamethrowers. There's no war you could start, and I wouldn't even know who to send you after. Do I send you after nature, right? There's nobody. These are consequences, and there's many consequences, and they're like a giant pile. And they all have to be dealt with. It doesn't make it the end of the world, but it's going to get fucking crazy. And it's not going to be linear. I have to harp on this because people look at today and yesterday and they assume they know tomorrow. That's not the case. History's unstuck. We're in a Markov state space. And the likelihood of what comes next has zero to do with what happened yesterday. These are independent events. Pretty much. And where they're dependent, it doesn't make things easier. It makes things more complex. But it's still not the end of the world. Everything could be working today, and starting tomorrow, things could start falling apart. Just prepare yourself for that. Make sure you've done the psychological work first, at least in terms of acceptance. Try to listen to people. It's not going to be easy. 10 years ago, when I kind of understood where we were headed, and I didn't know when, I figured it was within a decade, and I think that's still going to be about correct, but it wouldn't all just happen at once. You would notice it. Things would get worse. And then the question is, at what point does the branch break? At what point does the system crack? And this is discontinuity. And I would contend that in late 2019, there was a major break. And they covered it up with global austerity, the monkey herpes, the COVID. And then they piled on with other nonsense. George Floyd, Putin, you name it. January 6th, what a snake pit. What a load of bullshit. But even if it's not the end of the world, does that mean you're going to be able to pick up the phone and call anybody you want to any day of the week in the near future? Maybe not. Does that mean that you'll easily go from A to B? I've said this before and I'll say it again. A day is coming and it's not too far in the future. We're going 20 miles. It's going to be harder than going 2,000 miles today. And a lot of people don't want to hear that. They don't want to believe it. How could that be true? Well, it was true a few hundred years ago, and it will be true again. There's a saying, and maybe this is apocryphal, but there's this supposed saying that comes from Saudi Arabia. My grandpa, he rode a camel. I drive a Mercedes. My grandson will ride a camel. What does that mean? Well, I mean, simply put, it means that even in that part of the world that's gained so much from modernity, and they have. There's so much wealth that was piled up in the Gulf, in the Middle East, from oil. But even they understand that that entire world had a shelf life, or at least some of them did, you know. I don't know that a lot of Americans understand that the prosperity we experienced from 1945 until recently, really, was the illusion. That was the exception. That was the part of history that didn't fit. We want to pretend that now or before was the part of history that didn't fit. But in reality, that history reflected truth. What we experienced, the so-called American century that didn't really last 100 years. I mean, keep in mind, PNAC, the project for a new American century, was being formulated barely a half a century after Henry Luce's famous article. And again, nobody thought it was the American century before Henry Luce said, oh boy, Life magazine, it's the American century. So even if we start with Henry Luce, what we end up with is a period of time that's roughly 50 to 60 years. That was the amount of time from the American century to the project for a new American century. But folks, it hasn't been 100 years since Henry Luce's article. It hasn't been. So we've already gone through two iterations of strategic propaganda related to the American century. I think you can pretty much say that that period of time is fake as fuck. What was before, what's coming next, is going to be quite fucking real. But still not the end of the world. If you're an optimist and you don't smoke cigarettes, do yourself a favor. Get yourself some type of container that's humidity safe and buy a shit ton of cigarettes and tobacco. You can, and also rolling papers for tobacco, but buy that. Maybe don't even buy cigarettes. Just buy a lot of cigarette tobacco and the rolling papers and stuff, because believe it or not, in the not too distant future, that stuff might be worth as much as gold to people that smoke cigarettes. It might get you some eggs and bacon. So it's time to go. Once again, if you go to my links in the notes or whatever, if you go to the website, you can see a PayPal link, whatever. If you want to donate, you can, but I get saddened by the fact that it seems like the same people do it over and over again, and yet I still accept it. Why? Because I'm a poor old hobo. So you guys have a great rest of your Sunday.